Hello listeners and welcome back to Unravel Studios. Today we talk about Veer Savarkar. Veer Savarkar was born in Nashik on 28th May 1883. He was known for his bravery and so earned the nickname Veer, that is a courageous person. He was influenced by his elder brother Ganesh, who played a crucial role, a very, very influential role in his teenage year. Veer Savarkar also became a revolutionary young man. When he was young, he organized a youth group named Mitra Mela. He was inspired by political leaders like Lala Lajpat Rai, Bal Gangadhar Tilak, and engaged the group in revolutionary activities. He received an offer to study law in England and offered a scholarship. On the lines of the revolt of 1859, Veer Savarkar thought of the guerrilla warfare for attaining independence. He wrote a book titled The History of the War of Indian Independence, which inspired a lot of Indians to fight against the British for freedom. Though the book was banned by the British, but it gained popularity in several countries. Not only this, he made manual bombs in guerrilla warfare and distributed them amongst his friends. He provided legal defense to his friend who was accused in a murder case of a British Indian officer. In March 1910, British police arrested Savarkar for anti-British activities at London's Victoria Railway Station. As soon as his train reached there from Paris, they sent him back to India by ship in order to prosecute him for his inflammatory anti-government speech in Mumbai. Moret reached the French port of Marseilles on July 7th. Next morning, between 6 to 7 a.m., Savarkar escaped through a porthole. According to the British police, a French mariner arrested the revolutionary and handed him over. Three people from the vessel helped him recapture. Meanwhile, in India, Veer Savarkar's elder brother organized a protest against the Indian Council Act. Further, with the protest, the British police claimed that Veer Savarkar had plotted in the crime and issued a warrant against him. To evade the arrest, Veer Savarkar was captured to Paris and then they took him to a shelter. The Permanent Court of International Attribution was handling the dispute between the British authorities and the French government and gave the verdict in 1911. The verdict came against Veer Savarkar. He was sentenced 50 years of imprisonment and sent back to Bombay. Later, he was taken to Andaman and Nicobar Island. He was locked at the cellular jail, famously known as the Kala Pani. He was severely tortured in the jail, but his natural freedom spirit continued, and he started teaching his fellow prisoners to read and write. He also took permission from the government to begin a basic library in the prison. Last, we conclude that Veer Savarkar's philosophies were no doubt unique and consist of various elements like ethnic, theoretical and philosophical theories. In fact, his political philosophy is a mixture of humanism, of rationalism, universalism, positivism, and realism. He also worked against some of the Indian social evils like caste discrimination and untouchability. His books motivate youth. Because of his courageous behavior, he ended up with the nickname Veer, which signifies bravery. And that's why he's known as Veer Savarkar. This was the untold story of brave Savarkar, Veer Savarkar. I hope you liked today's episode. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel and stay tuned for more episodes.